galactic civil war spreads across the sun. From the height of Coruscant to fiery Mustafar, to fight the evil empire, for people join the fray. These are the heroes of the Hydean Way.
Welcome to Heroes of the Hydean Way. This is a Star Wars actual play podcast, and we're playing in Edge Studios' Age of Rebellion system. This is Arc 2, Episode 14 of The Hard Road. I'm Ben, and I'm the GM for this adventure. And I'm using they-them pronouns.
And I'm Joy, I use she-her, and I play Kedra Javik, a sharpshooter.
I'm Erica Goodwitch, I use she-her pronouns, and I'm playing Norn Gremian, they-them, engineer-scientist.
I'm Zach, I use they-them pronouns. I'll play Shin Shazen, who uses he-him pronouns. He's an infiltrator-interrogator.
And I'm Enri, I use she-they pronouns, and I'll be playing Isasel An, who uses she-her pronouns, and she's the ship pilot and captain.
Now, to learn more about our characters, we get one to ask the rest a question. And today, it is Norin's turn.
Norin's busy. I hate this. I hate it, too. You ever had any pets? My parents don't let us have pets when we were growing up.
Well, if you mean by pets, like, you keep them forever until they die of old age? No, we used to keep pets and then we eat them. Like, we raise chicken, and then when it gets nice and big and juicy, you cook it and eat it. Or you let them have eggs and then you eat the eggs. You know, like, those kinds of things. We do that all the time with lots of animals. But not a pet like you keep and you, like, love and they love you and then, like, they grow old. No, no animal grow old under my house. We eat them.
That's not quite what I meant.
But I think I know what you mean, Norin. I had a pet with the last crew I had. I had a little mouse droid. I gave it a collar. It was beep. I called it beep boop. I mean, it had an actual designation and everything, but it was beep boop to me. And it would follow me around. I would feed it treats, you know, just little little things of oil when no one was looking.
What happened to it?
It's probably still on my adopted mother's ship. I had to leave it pretty much everything behind when I left.
That's so sad.
No, it's okay. I mean, actually, I can get a mouse droid and have a new pet. Things for later.
But you can't eat it.
That's a good thing. I don't want to eat my pets.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have any pets growing up, but in one of the safe house layovers that I would stop at for work, there was a loth cat named Cypher. She was the best. I'm not usually an animal person, but that loth cat was my best friend for a long time. I'm sure she's still running around out there. Oh, God, it's been like a decade. Well, sure, she's fine.
I'm sure she's somebody's dinner. It's okay.
Well, I mean, when I left, the handler was there. So, I mean, it's like, it's been so long. Wow. I should go back, bring some treats.
Speaking of treats, Norin, did you ever have any pets growing up?
Oh, no, you didn't. No, my sister and I weren't allowed to have any pets. We were sick, and then we kind of had to move around a lot because my mom's job.
Hear that.
And then it was just my dad and us, so. Yeah, no, we never had any pets. That's why I was kind of curious, because my sister definitely wanted, like, a loth cat. She definitely tried to bring home a loth cat a couple of times.
They're so cuddly.
But, nope, no pets.
So what I'm hearing is we need some pets for the sheep.
Oh, yes, and then we can eat them when they get nice and fat. I'll fatten them up.
Kidra? Defeats the purpose of a pet, Kidra?
I was going to say we have an Imperial, but after that statement, I retract it. Blame my lass.
No, we cannot eat it. We cannot eat an Imperial.
I mean, we're not going to.
That reminds me, we need to take care of our Imperial friend.
Take care of him? Like, where do you need, Captain?
Well, I mean, we need to find out where does he want to
go. I don't want to be an accomplice. Bye.
I might need your expertise on...
I was going to ask him where we wanted to be dropped off, but that's the conversation for later.
I mean, he makes great tea.
This is also true.
Like, I just use tea bags. He's got this weird, like, steeper thing, and it unfolds, and there's like a flower. It's delicious. I wept the first time.
Wonder if he needs
you,
a
you
job.
You cried?
It smelled so good. It was delicious. Ugh.
Not many men will cry. I applaud you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would too. You gotta try.
I would cry too?
You should try it sometime.
Okay, I will. You had to give it to me for me to try.
I'm sure they're around. Oh. We could find them. They'll make it on the spot. I mean, we'll get back to it.
Next time we go to my home planet, we will eat some of my pets, okay?
What?
That's what you do. You take chicken, you say, oh, I eat you.
That's not a pet, that's livestock.
I was going to say the same thing. It's like, that's livestock. There's a translation issue going on.
No, but that's what my mom said is a pet.
God, your family is terrifying.
Maybe she didn't want the other kind. I don't know what other kind is there.
So, next PowerPoint is going to be, you know, between pets and livestock and what you're allowed to eat and not eat on this ship.
Okay. Can we eat pork?
I'll make a PowerPoint. I'll make a slideshow for this one.
as long as we can eat pork, I'm okay.
Just going to put like a pictures of like creatures and people and just put like can eat, cannot eat, shouldn't eat, might be able to eat.
All the ones that have puppy dog eyes, they do not eat these.
They're really yummy.
The puppy dog guys are delicious, apparently.
They're like chicken. You roast it. Oh, so yummy.
The crew's presence, or at least some of the crew's presence, was requested by Third Lieutenant Jiggs of the Soaring Bantha, acting captain.
Okay, I'll go.
Well, many of us are going to go, but I need one important thing. Someone calm Jiggs, say we're going to be there. I need to go clean myself off a little.
Yes, you do. You stink a little bit. Oh, you work too much. I think you sweat like sauna in the little suit you wore all day. Oh. But you won't smell nice and pretty again, okay?
Okay, well, I clean myself off and put on my nice uniform.
I'll tell Jiggs that we're coming.
Tell Jiggs we're coming. Everyone else, you know, get ready. We need to make sure everyone's ready to listen. She smells herself and just kind of like shakes her head like, oh no.
I get out of this turtleneck and into a nice loose shirt.
I'm going to get on the comms and go, Jiggs!
Yeah?
Okay, you said we need to come, yes?
Yes, the engineers that were left and the droids, they also have a squib with them. But yeah, the droids have come over and they're not getting along well. There seems to be some arguments.
I can come and fix argument, okay? But we have people taking shower because they stinky, and we'll be there in a minute. I'll come first, okay? But they're coming. They're going to be a little late.
Of course. Sure. Okay.
I just hang up. I don't let him, like, talk. And I'm just going to head over. Like, not even tell anyone else. I'm just going to be like, just leave. I just get up and just walk out.
Shit's changing.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, Issa's
Norrin's in the shadow. Monitoring readouts and stuff.
Oh no.
Alright, so I'm going to go all the way over to where Jiggs is.
So, yeah, you cross over and head off to engineering on their ship.
Alright, I'm going to go into engineering. Yoo-hoo! I'm here, peoples! I mean, robots, or droids, or, like, sentient beings, or, like, you! Hello! Jiggs?
Oh, yes. This way, over here. You see, we have the droids here. They seem to be wanting to sanctify our engineering decks. And
Yes, and that you don't want it?
Some of the things that they're doing are upsetting our other engineers.
Okay. I'm going to go over to the ones that want to sanctify and say, what do you want to do to sanctify?
Well, yes, I am Abbott Seismic Disruptor, and we are wanting to sanctify the engineering decks here. And to do that, we shall be placing an icon on the workbenches.
Oh, so you want to draw a picture on the workbench for them?
Oh, no, we have brought a collection of icons from the Hark's Revenge, as you can see.
And you're talking to a B1 battle droid that has the officer's yellow trim. They're also dressed in vestments that are very close to Zesh's, just... in this case, they're blue, and they actually have cogs on the shoulders with wrenches over the cog. As they're showing you, they then do a grand sweep as they show a half dozen astromechs, and each one has a small statue of a Hark.
So you want to place the statue on the tables?
On the engineering consoles, yes.
Okay, but is there room on the consoles, and will it interfere with the engineer working them?
It should.
Here's what I should say. So you want to bless this whole room, right?
Yes, we do.
Then putting it in the place where they're like purposely like mashing buttons and like doing things to make the whole place work is probably not a good idea. Putting it in a place where they can still see it and it will do its job, but they're not in the way, good idea. So let's find place in here that's not on console. Maybe like, oh, how about we put on a wall? We can mount on wall and then you can see it and it's over everything and it blesses everything. Yes? And it not be in anybody way. Then they get not mad, and you are not mad, and everything bless. Yes?
I want to get a social check. I'm just...
Social like a charm or...
I mean, charm works. Charm or leadership are the two that are coming to mind.
Leadership? Okay. Well, it's the same role either way.
What about negotiation? Since it's you're offering something, offering space while also
I mean, giving. That also does work. I have the psychic premonition, to go back to last episode, of it's going to be the same rule.
So, charm, leadership, or negotiation, to me, they're all the same. So, great! Great! What am I rolling against?
I mean, this is the good part. You're going up against...
A purple?
You're going up against a red.
Oh, that's the easy part. Oh, so easy. Okay, can I get a boost? Because, like, I'm not saying no, but I'm trying to make compromise.
I mean, I'll go with yeah. Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay, one boost. Okay. Good gravy. All right.
I mean, it's a single red. One red.
One red. We'll see. Oh, it's a success and two advantages. Oh, good. Okay. Oh, perfect. We put on the wall, yes?
Okay, we can put one up there, yes. We were hoping to also put a couple on the hyperdrive chamber itself, since it is coming from one of our reliquaries.
Oh, I tell you what. Why don't we mount it on the outside of it, so then that way it not interfere with the function of it and not get in anybody way, okay? Because then that way it's on it and it's all connected, but then also, like, it's not going to ruin the mechanic of it, yes?
Okay.
You do want it to work, yeah. Okay, good, okay.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
See?
You...
I think you guys are so good. Yes, we make good compromise. Engineer, you guys okay too with this? Yes? It'd be on the wall. It'd be on the, you know, outside of the hyperdrive and not interfere. Yeah, okay? Jigs, I don't know why you don't come up with this. It's just so easy. It's all about compromise. You have to sometimes give a little to take a little, and then you guys meet in the middle. Yeah, and it just works. It's better that way. Also, it's better to wait when you're hunting, because then it comes to you, and then you shoot, and then it's not so far away. Yes. Perfect.
All right, you, since 23, start with attaching the icon above the entrance. You, 19 Bash, start with putting the icon on top of the hyperdrive mounts. And you... 4 OSC 3, start putting it over the diagnostic panel and start getting those cables hooked up again. This place is just a Minot nest worth of cabling. What the heck happened here?
Shin goes to where Norrin is while he is buttoning up the last button, which isn't the actual last button, but the last button he's going to button on his shirt. Captain's not back yet?
Nope.
Where's Kedra?
At that, Norrin kind of pauses. Thinks about how quiet it's been. I don't know.
I'll check the galley.
Trying to go back to the memory bank. Oh, wait, no. Kedra's on the Soaring Bantha. We should probably go.
What? Okay. Well, I guess we can radio... Captain can radio us when she's ready. Let's go.
Like, rushing.
Yeah.
To prevent a possible diplomatic incident.
It's okay, I got it all covered.
Yeah, you did.
They don't know that.
Yeah.
They're probably like, oh man, what is she doing?
I'm figuring that the scene that Norrin and Shin see when they cross the threshold is, first, as they're looking around and stop just inside the door to engineering, as they stop, a astromech uses her jets to land just in front and beeps, giving a very dexterous salute with one of their manipulator arms, and then heads off. You can see in here a small work team of astromechs that are essentially doing a droid sea shanty of pulling cabling.
Yes.
That all the stuff that had gotten ripped apart for when Norrin was doing the hyperspace skipping is now being put into the proper cable run trays and all that, and getting spliced in. And there is a rhythmic droid shanty going on for this that is being led by the abbot.
I have no idea what I'm looking at. Is this bad or is this good?
It's unusual. Norn's taken out their data pad and are recording this because it's fascinating.
The abbot is actually sitting on top of the diagnostic console with crossed legs and arms resting on the console, mostly to keep it in place. As you can see the eyes on it, like normally they're this a single line that goes across, it has a little pupil in it. But in this case, the whole line is out and it looks to be meditating on the diagnostic terminal.
Where's Kedra?
I don't know, I'm messaging the captain. She'll get it when she gets out of the shower. She'll rapidly sends a message to the captain.
In this intricate dance of astromechs and treadwell droids, if I could do a droid musical number, this is exactly where it would be. So in the mix of this wildness, where is Kedra?
Kedra is standing next to one of the cultist droids, just chatting up about how wonderful everything is going and how she's so glad. She's like, oh, I'm so glad that we did our compromise. You happy, they happy. Look, the place looks beautiful now. Yes, it looks gorgeous. And the engineer working, they get the things working so you guys get to go and have hyperdrive. You're so lucky.
Kedra!
Oh, hi! Well, you're here. We don't need you. I fixed everything.
I see that. What happened?
Oh, so, see, like, the problem was Jiffy over here. He did not know anything. So he said, I need help. So I come and I say, okay, what do we need help with? He said, oh, these people want to put these icons in places. And the engineer angry. And I said, let's compromise. Put on wall, put on outside of thing. That way it's not on console, not in way. And everybody happy. And now everybody's singing and having happy time because they all get along. And it's like one big happy family. It's like so fun. And like we all have fun time. And I tell them, we need compromise, some give a little, some take a little, but we all do good fun things, right? And so simple. I don't know why Jiffy didn't understand this.
All right, I send the message to the captain. What's going on here?
I fixed things.
Oh. Yeah, everything's all good.
Okay, Jiffy. Wait. Oh,
kind of makes a face over Kedra's head at Shen,
like, what the heck?
Okay, but we're not fighting, right?
No, there's no fighting.
Okay.
No, nobody needs to fight. Stop it. That's silly talk.
And at this point, the abbot jumps down from the diagnostic console and goes,
Hail, initiates. It is good to see you.
Oh, so good to see you too.
I see you have joined Initiate Kedra.
I'm just saying I'm more effective with organics. What? Yes, we're here to talk to Kedra.
They want to make sure I do a good job. Tell them I do a job, yes?
I can't. I don't.
You have made some good suggestions, but there does seem to be a bit of an issue when it comes to, where are the rest of the crew? Because I don't think we're supposed to be just taking over here. And they just seem to flee.
I feel that's a good spot for, like, Issa to come out and just like, why do I have 20 messages?
What do you mean they flee? I did nothing scary.
I don't think they fled from you, Kedra. Were they... I'm going to go find Jiffy. Were your engineers adequately prepared to the fact that a bunch of battle droids were going to be coming into their department?
Wait. His name is Jiggy, right? Or
Jiggy.
Jiggs.
I'm calling his him name Jiffy.
Is,
Yeah. I'm calling him Jiffy, though, on purpose. Like, I know she's, like, messing it up. I think she's funny. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, the guy's name is third mate Cheech Jiggs.
Jiggs, did you prepare your engineers for a bunch of battle droids coming into their area?
Well, the battle droid did surprise us quite a bit. And after all the stuff that's gone on with all the Imperials and Stormtroopers and that, they just decided to leave.
Where'd they go?
Well, when the battle droid, it was Abbott Disruptor?
Yes. Uh-huh. Abbott Costello?
Yes, when Abbott Disruptor here came in, they said that they were wanting to put up icons and sanctify the engineering room.
Uh-huh.
The crew did not expect that. I believe several of them decided that they were going to go get calf and wait for things to make sense.
Oh, okay, I go get calf with them. I tell them to make sense, okay? I'm good at making things make sense. I go tell
respect.
Them.
Respect.
Huh?
Huh?
You respect me? I know. I go, I'll go, I'll be back, okay?
Oh, can this be a good time for the captain to be finally be like, what? What is going on? Why do I have messages? Just calming, just like, hello? Where's everyone?
I'm heading off to find Calf.
Hmm. Oh, hi, Isisel. Hi, Captain. It's fine. We're fine. Everything's good. the engineers just over here were just a little unprepared for the, what was the name of the cult again? The Way of the Heart?
Order of the Fallen Heart?
Order of the Fallen Heart. And Kedra made some compromises with the droids, but the sentient, no, the organic crew members need to be spoken to now, I guess. I don't know.
Where are the organics at?
The break room.
Okay. I'll go meet the organics there and just, Kedra, are you on walk? Are you on comms?
All you hear is, da-da-da-da-da, I'm going to go talk, da-da-da-da-da.
Kedra, captain's orders, come meet me. We're going together.
Okay, I meet you after I talk to them, okay? Okay, I cut off my hands.
Isisel's been on this ship before, so she's right there like, Oakman, ship is yours, and just runs out in her... She just got unsweated. She is in her nice long coat. She's... She put on the long coat that flows in the air and everything for this one, and now she's like, okay, I guess I'm not staying nice. Bun's getting messed up.
Is Kedra wielding her weapon? Do they have...
Yes. She has her gun with her, yes.
Is there any way we can make a... Can we... Me and Kedra race to the break room?
I'm skipping there. Doo-doo-doo.
I mean, okay. I can totally go with that. I've got a feeling that that would be a competitive...
Athletics?
Can I argue for coordination?
Coordination. Like, oh, I was about to say either or.
Coordination, okay.
Same.
I have three green.
Oh, me too! This is a straight comp.
Like, it's a simple check. No, it's not a simple check. Everyone is rolling a coordination check against one purple, one setback. Purple because there are actual things in the way, so it isn't just a straight race. And a setback due to there's people in the way.
What? So I rolled two successes and a threat.
Yes. I rolled... What? Two failures and two advantages.
Like, that is literally the most failures that could be rolled on that roll.
Yes.
I am shocked.
Issa had two blanks show up. one on each side.
Yeah, just that is a wild roll. I'm just a little surprised. All right, so yeah, Isazel is able to make it before Kedra, which, I mean, considering Isazel's running, Kedra's skipping.
Skipping, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm singing as I'm skipping. La-di-da!
One of us is a little more tired than the other.
One's anxious, one is completely calm, cool, and collected.
So, yes, Isazel is able to make it to the break room beforehand, at which point you hear a toast go up and everyone else repeating it. I'm off the top of my head, I'm not coming up with something, but the entire intent is that it sounds like a skull and skull, and everyone drinks.
Oh, they sound like they're having a great time. And Isazel's actually going to wait for Kedra to get here. Just like, Kedra's doing a good job. I just want to make sure she's not doing it alone.
All right, so I'm going to come skipping up. Oh, hi! How are you, Isazel?
Kedra, I'm doing great.
Ah, guess what? I help fix things. Let's go inside. I gotta tell them. These people do not need to be scared. Everything okay!
Wait, Kedra, before we go in there, we need to create a more permanent solution. I was going to try to ask you to bring Jigs with you.
Oh, I called Jiffy. Hold on. I get on the comms. Hey, Norn, can you tell Jiffy come here? We need Jiffy.
Mm-hmm. Norn is documenting everything that the droids are doing.
So Jiffy,
completely
we need
given
Jiffy.
Up on people managing.
We need Jiffy. Jiffy.
Jiffy, there is no Jiffy here.
Yes, he's the guy who's in charge. Send him.
Jigs?
Yeah, Jigs. Jiffy. He likes
okay.
to go by Jiffy.
Jigs, you have been summoned to your staff break room.
All right.
Don't worry, I'll keep an eye on the situation here.
Okay, if they start disassembling things, give me a call.
Enter slowly, palms raised. Just a tip. Couldn't hurt.
And then, yeah, Cheech is going to start running over there.
He's still waiting right there. I wonder if we should have told him he doesn't have to run. Oh, well.
We should go inside and tell these people, no, these, you know, wonderful people, no need to be scared. Do not hurt you. They're just here to help you.
Kedra, I'm going to let you know what I'm about to do.
No.
I'm going to convince Jigs to take up the, like his new job as captain.
Oh, that's a good idea. He'd be good captain.
Yes, because
Jiffy is a good guy. He just need to learn to compromise.
Yes, which is why we're going to take him in there. We're going to convince everyone that Jig's a great replacement for the captain. This way we can have a permanent solution so we don't have to answer calls every, 2 weeks.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea. You get so annoyed when people call you all the time. You'd be like, oh, my mom called me too much. She need to stop. I get it. It can be annoying.
I'd actually like it if my mother called.
I'm so sorry. How about, your ex-boyfriend or something? He called you too much. You'd be like, oh, so annoying. You just need to stop, right? Yeah, see?
Look, there was only one, and I learned my mistake after that.
Oh, you learned a mistake? Oh.
Yes, I don't want boyfriends.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea. Don't have boyfriends. They're gross and yucky anyways. So you want girlfriends?
No, I don't want to... Kedra, let's talk about something else.
Oh!
Okay.
I know many people.
I know, so do I. And
yes.
There are some people which don't... Why is it getting... Why do I want to go in here all of a sudden?
Oh, how about Norn? Norn is free. I think she is free. You can always try with Norn. I think she's pretty, don't you?
They're very pretty.
They are very, very pretty.
They are. And they are very smart and caring. And
just
I can rely
like
on them
you. Oh, perfect match. Match in heaven. Okay, I help you. We will make romantic dinner and we will help you dice out. Okay, but first we need to go inside. died. We need to not talk about this. We need to go help them.
Yeah, and this is exactly when Cheech shows up.
He just...
As Keitra's doing all of that, he runs up, stops in front of the two of you, and is just panting, scrunches down a little bit, hands on knees, just panting, working to get his breath back, holds up a hand with a finger. It's like, 1 minute.
No problem. Let's. It gives my face a moment.
Does droids need breathe? I did not know.
Oh, Jigs isn't a droid. Jigs is a... Oh, I had that written down, actually.
Rodian.
Rodian.
I thought he was a droid dressed like a Rodian. Oh.
Okay. No, I'm just a Rodian dressed like a droid.
Got you. Oh, Jeffy, it's okay. You take your time. We go inside. You catch your breath while we go inside. I will do all the talking. It will be perfect, okay?
Keitra?
Yes.
Let me do the talking today.
No, let me do talking. I've been doing really good today.
Just taps Keitra on the shoulder. Guard the door. And walks in.
I'm going to go in with.
Slide Sean Captain's order later.
I'm going in. Oh, look. See, Diddley's having fun. Hello, peoples.
At this point, like, Issa's like trying not to laugh. He's like, girl. Crew, can I have your attention, please?
Hello, peoples! Hello!
And I'm figuring that at first a couple turn and then just start elbowing the next person down, and it goes as just a wave down both sides of the compartment of just a wait, look, see? And it skips a couple, and everyone just... in about 30 seconds is now looking at Isazel and Keitra.
Like, hello, everyone.
Hello, beautiful people.
Yes, what do you want?
As most of you know, as many, especially those of you in the engineering deck, my name is Captain An. This is my gunnery sergeant, Keitra. Say hello, Keitra.
Hello, Keitra.
She's perfect. I just wanted to come in because I heard that there were some problems earlier, some worries. Jigs wasn't fully aware of the situation, so I'm here to clarify some things for all of you. With Keitra here, we have started making some compromises with the droids that have come to your ship, which, as in Keitra's words, are not as terrifying as they initially are. Honestly, they're not. That's kind of cute.
They're very nice. They said we want to put these, like, they want to bless the place so that for everybody to have good blessing. So I said, let's not put on console where people will get in way and engineer be mad. Let's put them on wall and things where they not get in anyone's way. Everything get blessed. Everybody be happy. Okay? And they're not going to hurt you. They just want to bless everything. They just want to say, we love you and we love this place, and they're all about love. That's it. That's all they do. They just want to love everything, and they want blessings and good things for you, and they're not going to hurt you. Okay, so I know they look a little scary, but so does Shen here. But we don't talk about Shen. Shen is a little scary, but he's nice, and we like nice people. Okay, and the droids too, they're very nice.
So mostly. So to translate that, the droids are obviously very rational creatures that are willing to listen and compromise and negotiate, and they're here for the betterment of the colony ship to make sure that you can get to your destination safely and soundly. But in order for that, you obviously need some new leadership because, well, most of it left. Sorry about that. My condolences.
It's okay. So we all got to be happy, and they're almost done. We go back in there. You guys can work in the engineering, and there'll be no problem, okay?
Which is, sees some of the people. It's like, and I'll take your questions in but a moment, but in order to make sure things go right with someone who knows what's going on, I come with a suggestion for you, crew, of who should take up captain. And I believe... Second Lieutenant Jigs would be a great replacement as I press open on the door, and it's probably Jigs still tired.
Tired, but actually standing up.
Yes.
Oh, good.
I'm good.
I'm going with, like, the door opens up and you can see that he was just about to push for the door to open.
I start clapping. Jiffy, oh, he's a great person for this job. Yes. Oh, clap, everybody. Yay.
Can we make a joint leadership check for that?
Oh, that'd okay. Be
I can definitely go with that.
I will let you roll. I have two greens.
Don't worry. I have three yellows for leadership. So.
Go for it.
Well, actually, no. Two yellows and a green. And you know, we're going to make it three yellows by burning a destiny point if someone wants to burn it.
And you'll get a boost because I'm helping.
Yes.
And what difficulty am I facing?
One red, one purple, one setback.
All right. Can I argue for one more boost? Because ESSL was the one who's already led this crew once before when, you know, we were flying recently and have, like, she technically had to be an interim captain to help Jigs get, you know, light skip jump. So they do know her already.
I mean, yeah, I can definitely go with that. Like,
woo!
In there is also the Twi'lek and Alderaanian that Norrin was leading as well. It's just also this is the rest of the crew that does seem to be centered around a Zabrak that's there.
All right, let's see. Do they clap? Oh, no! One! Oh, no, and it's failure. One failure.
Oh, no.
So many blink dice on my side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that is a lot. That and a lot of cancellation, too.
Yeah.
Yes, we do see that E is a decent mate of the ship, and we have been going to him as much as we can. But religious droids? There is no one in this room that thinks any of us are sane thinking this. That we have been alone too much. At the last hyper jump caused us to go mud.
No. Look. You don't have to be religious too. They just want to be loving and kind. And we can agree that you want loving, kind droids. Yes, loving and kind. You don't have to do and believe what they believe. It's like superstition. It's like somebody who says, oh no, a black cat walked in front of me. I'm going to have 7-year bad luck. No. That's not true. But some people believe it. And so then you just have to work around that. And that's all. They just have superstition and they believe this and you just have to let them. And they're not going to make you believe. And you just have to be, they just want to be nice to you. Yeah, that's okay.
I have an idea.
Do you have something against droids? You don't like them?
Oh, I do like droids.
Are you scared of them? Don't be scared.
No, I do like droids, but this is weird. This is very weird. Droids that are religious, that is new.
Yeah, it's first time I too, but it's first time I meet Jiffy, and he's a cool guy. You guys, first time I meet you. You guys, cool guys. So, like, it's okay. First time can be the beginning of a wonderful relationship, and maybe you guys will have great friendship and lots of laughter, and you don't have to believe what they believe, and you can move on. I mean, Isabel here thinks that I'm crazy, but she liked me anyway. See, we get along perfect. It's okay.
You just need a shrug of, not wrong. But I have an idea. Isabel looks like, you know what? Ghidra, you're right. It's when we first met each other, we weren't fully there for each other. And as proof, so for you to see that they mean no harm, I'm going to use a destiny point just so there's a screen in here. I'm just like, we're going to turn on the security cams to the hyperdrive room so you know there's nothing. They're just working because she doesn't know what's going on in there. She just does like, they're just working. I will burn one of our destiny points for that.
I mean, you have enough. Yeah. So Isabel turns it on and then all of a sudden a metal cup drops loudly onto a table.
What the criff is going on? Is that a kick line?
They're singing!
I think they're doing a dance number.
Oh, they're so happy! the audiencing for people. See, you can just tell them not do it in the engineer room. Just do it in a different room. It's okay. Hey, it would make everybody happy. They dance, they sing. See? What's the problem?
Every motion is perfectly in sync.
What is wrong with spreading cheer? They just spread cheer, that's all. You don't have to believe what they believe. You don't have to do just let them have fun. And you just say, not in the engineer room. And they say, oh, okay. And they leave. See? And everybody happy.
I can't stop looking.
The guy speaking is somewhat weaving and attempting to stand up as straight as possible. Just is way too lubricated to do that. Just is very drunk. It's like,
are they going to be the lead them all?
Yes.
Because there is no way that we can be dealing with the pump and the rights of operation all the time.
Oh.
So synchronized.
Perfect. See, this is where Jiffy comes in. Jiffy helps them be reasonable. He stands between you two. He helps you do your job. And he tells them, be reasonable. Do not dance in the engineer room. And they say, okay. And he helps them to go to another place.
Yes, sir.
See, you need a leader to have them to do it, to do this. So they all be reasonable.
They said they were going to do the right of hyperspace standards.
Oh,
do
yes,
you
yes.
even know
they,
what
they
that
can
is?
Do that, not in the engineer room. We would tell them, Jiffy would tell them, hey, you do this in another room, so that way the hyperdrive won't break. And then they say, oh, we don't want it to break. And then they'll do it in another room, see? And then they do the right, and they're happy, and then you guys be happy because they're not in the room with you. They're not there, see? Easy fix.
You know, geez, to add on the Kidra? Not just that, but we didn't do that last time, and looks what's happened to all of us here. What's the worst that can happen?
Well, I mean, the worst that can happen is they become friends.
No, the worst that can happen is they fall in love, and then it's an entirely different story after that. That's
don't fall in love. Okay, just don't do that. See, it's so easy. You just don't give your heart to the droid. See, it's so easy.
You know, Shen, it's so fascinating the superstitions and rituals that burgeoning cultures will come up with.
I mean, it's gotta be like gamma waves, right? Like hitting their processors or something. I don't know. I'm not a tech head.
You know what? I just, while the distraction happens, I'm gonna look over to Jiggs and kind of poke him a bit and go, Jiggs, you're up. Lead them. We set the stage.
It is kind of beautiful.
And can we group leadership check with Jiggs?
Jiggs.
All right, sure.
Go, Jiggs. We super believe in you.
I give boost for helping. You give boost. Jiggs does the yes.
Can I let Jiggs use my skills in this one? My two yellows and a green.
All right, I do want to get one of y'all to roll it.
Oh, I'm writing it down right now.
Well, I'll go with it'll be a combined. He has a presence of two.
So do I, but I have three leadership.
Okay, so then it'll be your leadership and his ability. And then a boost for Kidra.
Yeah.
And a setback because they're all sloshed.
And I'm energetic.
So two yellows, a green, a boost. So a setback and what difficulty? What needs the same one from earlier, the red and the purple?
I'm going to go with two red by using a destiny point. The first one I've done all day.
Alright. Can I argue for a boost that we're essentially doing this over the Muppet Theater?
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Over the Muppet what now?
Over the Muppet Theater. We got the, you know,
okay.
Like...
Alright, I will totally go with that.
Let's go! Let's roll! That is the weirdest roll I've ever... I have a failure, two advantage, a triumph, and two despair.
So you have a despair.
No, to despair.
No, they don't rule each other out. Mm.
No.
It's way more entertaining when they don't.
The triumph doesn't get canceled. Like, the triumph portion of it doesn't get canceled, and the to despair portion doesn't get canceled. So, yeah.
Oh my god, Norrin, they just cycled. That's the longest sequence I've ever seen. The sequence restarted.
Whoa.
What does it mean?
I want to know what the despairs are. I have an idea for the triumph in a bit, but I want to know what the despairs are first. Because we're not convincing them to follow Jinx. I know that.
No.
No, that is definitely not happening. They're not going to get any peace here, it seems. We might as well go back and make sure that they don't do anything too much to redesign? Redistribute, yeah. Redesign the engineering section. As long as they keep it workable for us.
That's what I say. They keep it workable. They're not put idle on the desk anymore. They put it on wall where you not have to touch it. And they happy, you happy. See?
I know what the triumph is.
Well, the triumph idea I have, and if you have a better one, let me know, is, so I wrote down the names of those other engineers that were in there. All right, Jinx is useless. All right, so I think the Twi'lek's name was Ebina?
Oh, perfect.
That's what I wrote in my notes.
Evan Enrol.
So, yeah. She's like, can I have the triumph be Evan Enrol? Has the guts to go for a leadership, seeing Jiggs's weakness. Like, just, Jiggs is weak, it is my time, and the Twi'lek can rise up.
Yeah, especially considering I was trying to do a horrible French accent. Absolutely. Just comes over to Jiggs, grabs him by the shoulder, half to stay standing, and half to steady and look into his eyes, because Twi'lek's fairly pointy teeth.
Well, yes. Jiggs, my friend. You have been as much of a leader here as you could be. I mean, but this expedition, since we are going to be going into the wilds of wild space, we need a person to actually lead us. Who can relay things to their crew to make it so that we can work together as a crew, even if...
Takes a quick look over at the display from engineering.
Even if we have a crew of dancing droids.
Oh, I love your attitude. It's so good. Okay, see? Perfect. So... we get you a new leader, and everybody be happy, yes?
Well, Kidra, I think we do have one. And Isacel's now going to ignore Jiggs, kind of give a little look of, I'm sorry, and put out her hand to Evan's, to shake Evan Unreal's hand.
Oh, girls.
Take Ferric!
Just like, Ebon Enrol, correct?
Yes, it is Ebon Enrol. Yes.
You know, Evan, I've been seeing you in the background since I first came here in the engineering deck. You know much about it in here, and you know what?
You're Jinx good at background.
It's like, Jiggs would make a good second lieutenant to a Captain Enrol.
Oh, yes, like a cold captain.
I guess Jiggs would be first lieutenant to Enrol.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Considering that the... whatever you want to call them, they do not seem to be coming back, then yes, that sounds like a thing we can do. Or I can do, because Jiggs can wrangle the bridge crew, but we need an actual leader here. And that seems to be what we are doing here.
Ah, so perfect! Good job, yes. You guys get along. Oh.
Now there was a droid back there calling himself an abbot.
Yes, there was an abbot here to lead the droids that have come on here. A bit religious, but they do mean to do good in this universe.
Well, we might as well go see what they have to do. Maybe they did get the hyperdrive into the Alzring Valley efficiently. We shall have to go and entreat with them.
Well, let's go together, meet up with my crew, and figure something out. And as we leave, I just turn around to our roadie and friend, just like, I'm sorry.
Hey, Lieutenant, no need to be sorry. He's still helpful. And he can still work his way up. See? Give room for improvement.
And then I'm going to give Eb and Andrew our comm link, just because, like... Like our comm data, just like, you know what? You can have a direct line to us if you're going to be captain here.
Oh, thank you. That is wonderful, yes. But now, shall we go see this abbot?
Yes, of course, after you.
Thank you.
And they will do a overdramatic circle of their arm above their head and go,
onward!
And starts leading the engineering crew back. And flipping a destiny point.
Oh, fun, because I was about to flip one too.
If you're willing to flip one, go right ahead. Do yours first.
Okay. Do I have to put in...
Honestly, there's so many, and I was doing this more for dramatic effect.
Do I have to put an L for light side point?
Yes.
Yeah. So my point that I wanted to spend was basically that Norrin has spent a lot of time, like part of the reason why they've been so distracted is they've been compiling all of the data on these droids and their weird religion.
Hmm.
So when all of the engineers come in and they see, what was their name?
Their name is Eben Enril.
Eben, who they had worked with previously, they're like, oh yeah, you are... pretty much good with all of the engineers here. I compiled this useful cultural data on your new companions. This should keep you guys from getting into many cultural conflicts with them, I suppose.
Oh, that is some pretty impressive work there.
That cycled again.
That.
Sorry.
I did not see you there. But yes, thank you, Norrin. This shall be very helpful here.
No problem. Happy to be of help.
This is the first time I have heard of the Order of the Spanner Flingers. We shall see what they are actually able to do. They don't seem quite as competent as you, Norrin, but they do seem to be able to work as a crew. Now, we shall see if they can work with us, too.
Yeah, everyone in the crew's comms go off. Whoever answers.
Crew, first officer known there, Akedra, it's Shane. I have an issue. I have a thing that is needing to be done here on the Godfather. If you couldn't start making your way back to the ship, it would be greatly appreciated. There's a signal that needs to be dealt with.
We're on our way, Hookman.
We're on to our next job. You guys got it from here. Norrin's leaving.
You guys do great. You don't need me anymore. Just remember, compromise is a friend, okay?
Speed and precision.
No, not speed yet, no. Just compromise.
Perfectly in sync.
Shin! I'm gonna slap him on the back. Shin, you okay?
Ah, no, wait!
You okay? Let's go. We have to go.
Norrin, I need a copy of this for use later.
Shin, we have to set up a perfect date.
This is the best tool ever.
I know, but look, we have to set up a date. Nice dinner. Isazel has crush on Norn, and they're going to date and get married and have lots of babies, okay? Because this is what they do. Okay?
Not the vibe I...
We're not going to tell them yet. Let's go get it ready, okay?
What?
Yes! It's be fun.
I'm still reeling here.
Oh, it's okay. Here, I'll hold your hand so you don't get lost. Here, come, let's go. I got your hand. We can go.
Yeah, let's go back. Need a copy of that.
No, copy. No, copy. Shin
actually, like, reaches up and lets her grab his hand, and he's just absentmindedly still kind of lost in thought.
She's just gonna direct you like a lost puppy, like just kind of like hold your hand, and guide you.
Look at the implications.
Step. Good, good. Now move to avoid the wall. Yeah, very good.
I'm assuming the four of you come in as a single group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just pretending not to hear Kedra tell Shen about the plan. Just like, just gonna ignore it. Just going to ignore it. Just gonna ignore it. Blushing. Just gonna ignore it.
Captain, crew, we got a signal from headquarters, and, well, apparently, once you submit your reports from here, they are going to be doing their final evaluation on the crew. You know that you've just been a temporary probationary crew, right? That you've been flying around representing the ISR, but it isn't quite fully on the up and up. You know, like, the reason why Z and I are here, and, well, L1.
Why, of course.
Most jobs have probationary periods.
Yeah, well.
It was in our contract.
Like they're going to fire me?
No, absolutely not.
You can't say anything for certain, Art. I mean, the sequence ends, repeats.
I almost forgot something. Look at Chen. Where's our Imperial friend?
What? I have no idea. Are they in the galley making tea and coffee and calf?
I need to go ask them a question, and then we're gonna submit our reports. I promise. We'll make our way back to base.
Do I need to take a test?
No, but you're definitely going to be judged.
God, I hope not.
Do I get to wear ball gown and look all pretty for judging?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Perfect.
And there's Hookman just with a finger up. Mouth open, just about ready to answer, and as he punches him in the knee.
Oh, so good. I go get pretty now.
Don't stop this.
Should I use nice, sexy dress, or should I use, like, old granny dress?
First one. You definitely want to use the first one.
Do what you feel, you know? Whatever the moment strikes you.
Okay. I hope it doesn't strike me. That would hurt.
I got a high five, Z. Short kings represent.
All right. So if you're going to do something with Trollbane, now it's going to be the time.
You know, because I just want to walk in with Shen. Yeah. Looking like we're looking serious, where like something bad's going to happen. And then just walk out the hand up just like, Trollbane, are you looking for a new employment by chance?
What? Yes.
New employment? What do you mean employment? I mean, are you wanting me to go AWOL from the Imperial Navy?
Now, if you want to find a new job, a new life, this is an option. If you say no, I will drop you off wherever you want me to on the way home. I will get you to where you need to be so you can get back to your ship and your crew and the Empire and all that. Or... you can join us at ISR,
We can give, like, if you need a new name or something, we could probably take care of that. I have friends.
Don't worry, Captain. Don't you worry one little bit. I know some people.
I'm still not sure of Shen's his real name.
Me neither.
It's just like, if you'd wish to do my something favorite. Else with your life, help some people, do some good in this galaxy, instead of telling people what to do, doing the good yourself, the option's open. You seem to be getting along quite well with my crew.
I know it's a weird sell, but she's not wrong. It's actually been really cool.
Well, this does seem a little out of the far reaches, but I do think that this is more of my speed. Less double crosses and random choking over holo displays. You see that happen once, it's just unnerving.
I don't want clarification.
If you keep that ship, the ship stocked with that tea, you're okay with me.
If this is an offer to stay on this ship, yes, I think that this shall be a interesting home.
Then Charlie, welcome to the crew. And I put out my hand to shake his hand.
And he shakes very eagerly.
Now, we could probably get you a new name or you can keep the old one. You can tell Shen later as we go to turn in our report.
Listening to this episode of Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can find show updates at linktree.com/TheHydeanWay. And you can find me, Ben, on the socials at Deuterium Ice.
You can find me, Joy, on the Other Place podcast, season 2, as Talana. Very funny. And live on twitch.tv/joyfullyme, the number 2, playing a variety of TV games.
You can find me, Erica Goodwitch, at goodwitchstudios.com.
You find me, Zach, at Tales of the Outer Rim Linktree, and I guess GM'd a season of Tales from the Grey Library.
And you can find me, Henry, everywhere as at SimDisorder with one Y and one I in that order.
And we are all at TheHydeanWay.com, where you can find previous episodes in previous seasons.
You can find more episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Plus, you can help us out by rating, reviewing, and please subscribing.
You can holocom us at heroes@thehydeanway.com, and you can find merch at tpublic.com/user/thehydeanway.
If you like what we do and want to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/thehydeanway.
Or you can send a team some calf at ko-fi.com/thehydeanway.
Alright, so yeah, we've got 10 experience for everyone, and then everyone can give out their 5 XP.
Oh, I'm giving my 5 XP to Isazel for helping with Jiffy and trying to get him and failing with me. I think that was so funny. Jigs.
I would say I'm going to give mine to Kedra for being able to be a leader while Isazel changed outfit. It was like coming out, just like new outfit going, what is going on? Hey, nothing bad. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll give 5 to Norrin for the copy of that hypnotic video.
And yeah, I'm going to give mine to Shen for just like being hypnotized. Just like, like there's something going on in that brain of yours and I'm interested in what it is. Also, the Norrin, can I talk to you about some calf?
Shin was really worried about that. He's wanted to make sure that we weren't going to give them droids with some weird computer virus that then takes over the whole colony.
You guys are so awesome. I had so much fun today. As always.
Okay, now real quick. The clap thing. Mm-hmm. Are we clapping on clap, or are we clapping a beat after clap?
Beat after clap?
Oh my god, I've been clapping on clap every single time.
I'm honestly impressed, but yeah, no, the intent is hear clap, then clap.
Okay, so, okay, gotcha. Perfect.
There's going to be like a double line for me because I was preparing to clap and accidentally softly clapped and I was like, ah!
I went to clap and I softly clapped, so that's okay.
I was looking for a name of a tool, since I'm wanting to have a weird name for said droid, and I somehow came across Solder Blaster in the list. And it's like...
anyway. It's okay. Kizor will just keep rambling on. This is a perfect idea. I am such a genius. I'm so smart. I should tell Isazel I'm so smart. I solve problems. She don't need to come over here. I just perfect.
Sirens, that's awesome.
Oh, that's perfect time for me in the background. I feel that's a good spot for like. The Muppet sounds binary.
With us, too.
Cat?
Sorry, I'll be myself. He just came in here out of nowhere. It was loud, sorry.
Hey, we have a loft cat for the crew.
Yeah, did someone loose a loft cat in engineering? I mean, I suppose it keeps the vermin down. We love a good ship cat.
Point in the future, Shin is going to have to secretly interrogate Trelaway in their sleep. Just to make sure they're not a spy.
Keter's already dressing up. She thinks they're doing it right now. She's already, like, getting all ready.
Norn's going over, like, making a final draft of their report. They've been working on it this whole time, because, you know, first drafts and whatnot. Going over, editing, taking out extraneous stuff. Emphasizing other things.
And Issa's just gonna get the ship into hyperdrive before doing her report, because of course she does it on the way there. She doesn't plan ahead.
No, Norn, I don't even do a report because I forget.
Did you get that copy of that video?
Of course.
Excellent. Send it to this this frequency. Don't use my the just yeah. Send it to this one.